Today is the fourth day of pretrial hearings for U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. Bales is accused of massacring 16 Afghan civilians, mostly women and children, in March. The proceedings at Joint Base Lewis-McChord are also known as an Article 32 hearing. They will determine whether the case will advance to court-martial, where the government has stated it plans to seek the death penalty. Patricia Murphy reports.
Prosecutors say Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, in the early morning hours, slipped away from his remote post in Kandahar province. They say he first attacked one village, returned to the base, and headed out again to attack another village. An Army DNA expert testified about her analysis of clothing, a rifle, and other equipment belonging to Bales. She said it was covered in the blood of 9 people, 4 unidentified women and 5 unidentified men. Forensic evidence taken from walls and a pillowcase at victims' homes also contained blood evidence. However, further questioning revealed that only one DNA match from those 9 people was present both at the Afghan home and on the equipment prosecutors say Bales was carrying during the alleged attacks. A textile expert also testified that fibers taken from a pillowcase at a home in one of the villages where the attacks occurred matched those on the so-called cape that Bales was wearing when he was taken into custody. Afghan villagers and soldiers are expected to testify by video from Afghanistan Friday and through the weekend. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales was not in the courtroom. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.